What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Big J. That was just a terrible intro. Now, let me start off. Hold on. What's up, everybody? How are you? My name's Jamal. Hope everything's going good. So, this podcast is an interesting one because right now I'm hurting. I'm hurting bad, baby. Hurting bad. I don't know how I sound, but I think I'm sounding like I'm not hurting because I'm trying to sell it, but I'm just going to go for it. So I am 16 days out from my first bodybuilding competition. Looking good. I'm at 180 pounds right now. If you guys were listening at the some earlier ones, I started this prep at 226 pounds. So I was a heavy boy. Now I'm 180, and I'll probably drop a little bit more. I'm 16 days out, so I got some work to do, and I'm tired. I got cardio every morning, at least 45 minutes, then 20 minutes at night, depending on the day. Sometimes it goes up to 90, and I want to talk about quote unquote hitting rock bottom while on prep. And as much as I may not have experience of having more, you know, few preps, prep, for people that don't know, is basically preparation for competition. That's just a bro way of saying it, I guess. But you go through rough times, and when you are, it's not easy when you are doing fasted cardio 6 o'clock in the morning because you got to go to work. So you got to do that shit at 5:30, 6 in the morning. Your legs are tired because you're doing that shit every day. You're doing it fasted. The last week, you've had no carbs. You're waking up. My legs hurt every day. Every morning, my legs just hurt. And I don't want to be on the Stairmaster for 45 minutes. And you got to put that Stairmaster up. You're not putting it at no 3. Okay, minimum I ever have it as an 8, but most of the time I have it at 10. I don't know where I'm supposed to have it, but I don't feel like I'm working unless I get it at 10. 8, I feel like I'm cheating. And you know, you have to go to a really, really dark place you just need to know what you want. Let's put it that way, because some people don't have to go to a dark place. Some people just know what they need to do, and they do it. And I wake up every morning, and I do my fasted cardio. And you know, you're hungry after. You're starving. You just did almost an hour of cardio early, first thing in the morning, and you're starving. But I can't have carbs. You know, I'm only at 50 grams of carbs a day. And for people that don't know, if you're having your normal servings of veggies and fats, 50 grams of carbs, you're talking, you're lucky, I think, if you get half a cup of rice in. Today, that's what I did. I fucked up. I ate half a cup of rice. Carbs done. Half a cup of rice and a rice cake before the gym. So, it's literally nothing. It's just, I think the 50 grams just keeping me alive at this point, because I don't feel, there was some days, honestly, in the beginning when my coach first gave me the 50 grams, it was easier for me, and I still do this, it was easier for me to not have any real sorts of carbs like rice, potatoes, whatever, and it was just easier to get so many vegetables and get my carbs from the vegetables. Now, if that's right or wrong, I don't know, but I just really needed to feel like I was eating a lot of food. I go through, again, don't take my word if this is right or wrong, but I go through 6 cups of spinach a day, a pound of asparagus a day. it's not right, but I don't know if it's right or wrong. But, you know, it's what I do. Like, it's how I survive, and it's working. And so my point is, you know, it's rough. I'm 16 days out, so you just have to go through it. You have to go to a bad place at this point to get a good outcome. No longer what I'm doing, I'm getting to the point where no longer what I'm doing is technically healthy. It's not for sure. It's not sustainable. I could not do this for another, I don't know, 2-3 months. I'd fall out. It's hard, guys. I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of times, as embarrassing as it's to say, there's a lot of times I'm on that Stairmaster and sometimes I tear up. I really do. Just, and it's not because I'm like suffering. It's more because I'm just really emotional, you know. I'm depleted, I'm hungry, tired, and I get really emotional. Like, no matter how bad I feel, I'm still going, you know, I'm still doing it. Like, I'm still in the gym early in the morning. I've never in my life, this is me at 26 years old, I've never in my life put myself through something so hard for a goal. I've always quit before. Always. Any goal I've ever had in my life, I have quit before. When it's gotten hard. And I get emotional sometimes, and I get excited, and I really picture myself on stage. When, at this point, win or lose, I'm gonna try to, I'm hopefully, if I'm not too nervous, I'm gonna try to have a lot of fun when I'm on that stage. Because there's nothing at this point that I can do about it. I can't get bigger. All I can do is continue to lose fat and get better and perfect my posing and have a positive mindset through this journey. But at this point, there's not much I can change physically to get bigger or anything like that. So I'm just, you know, just taking it day by day and doing what I need to do. And it's exciting. It really is exciting. As much as it's very hard, it's hard. It's exciting. Now, when I talk about rock bottom, I don't really like to get too personal, especially this early in the podcast, because I don't know who listens, and I just don't like to talk about it. But at this point, it doesn't matter. If this will never grow if I don't open up a little bit, and I just have to deal with what comes with it. So, unfortunately, so I was dealing with a little depression of my show getting pushed back so close when I was supposed to compete November 24th. Obviously, I was not going to be ready. So me and my coach both agreed to do it December 15th. And it was hard because I was going to compete with my best friend. And I've been focusing on this show. And I got a new job, so I'm selling insurance, and it's that time of year. So I've been very busy. And I'm in a relationship, and I've been a long-term relationship. And my plan was after the competition to propose to my girlfriend. You know, we've known each other almost 9 years now, and I believed we were ready. So during the day of my best friend's competition, she, you know, unfortunately broke up with me. And it sucked a lot. It wasn't nasty. We care about each other so much that it would never turn out like that. And I'm happy that we had that kind of mature relationship where it wasn't nasty. I always will respect her. She will always respect me. And we could end up together. So that's why I'm back together one day. And I hope so, you know, or not. It is what it is. And I had to go through it. I did what I, you know, I went through what I need to go through alone. And I went back to the gym. I did my cardio. And you know, it's hard to do an hour cardio after being dumped, and a workout after being dumped. That's hard. And then going to my friend's competition and celebrating and being happy for him. I didn't tell him. I didn't tell anybody, because the attention would have quickly drawn on me, because everybody knows how long this relationship has been going on. And I'm not about that. Now, I'm not trying to sound like I'm a martyr here and I'm a great guy. No, I just, you know, let's be real. So I didn't talk about it much. And I just don't really want to talk about it in general, you know, with my friends. So, but it is hard. And I am mature enough to go through what I have to go through emotionally, but not let that take me away from my goals. Now, if this happened to me a few years ago, which it has happened a few years ago, it's a whole nother story, and my life would have came off the rails, and that would have been it. You know how bad I wanted to eat whatever the fuck I wanted to eat and just drink my life away, you know, when this happened? But I just knew, like, I could not. I was in too deep, and I just took all that pain and that emotion and anger. Obviously, as much as I said it was mutual, there's still anger. You're still like, fuck! Like, why? Like, why? You know, to me, this relationship was going great, you know? It doesn't matter. It's another story, and I'll figure it out when it comes. But, you know, you got to deal with that. And your friends could be there for you, whatever. But nobody understands. At the end of the day, when you're doing your cardio, you're by yourself. When you're doing your workout, you're by yourself. When you're eating your food, you're by yourself. When you're prepping, you're sleeping, you're posing. That's all by yourself. I still got to do it. Because when I go on that stage, they don't give a fuck that my girlfriend broke up with me. They don't give a fuck, okay, that you're tired. You're tired, boy. You don't want to do your cardio because you were sore. Nobody gives a fuck. They work their fucking ass off. Every competitor worked their fucking ass off. That judge is judging the best person. They don't give a damn what your story is or your situation is. People do not care about your story until you made a name for yourself. And that still does not give you any kind of recognition to say that you are on the top. You can have an amazing story and be last place. That does not do anything for you. So I refuse to feel bad for myself, because I knew I worked so hard in this goal. And 16 days out, she broke up with me 20 days out. When I made my last podcast, it was the day after. Right? Yeah. No. 2 days after I made that last podcast, if I'm not mistaken. And she broke up with me. So I was feeling bad back then with prep. So you could see that's, you know, it's just a switch of the mindset. And it's a lot easier said than done. Obviously, bro, guys. It hurts, okay? It hurts. No matter what you're going through or what happened to you, it could be worse than me, it could be less than me. It does not matter. Pain, things will happen, and pain hurts. It hurts. But I just use pain as a very pain and anger and sadness and whatever as a strong energy. And I'm glad that I'm mature enough at this point in my life and aware enough at this point in my life that I can use that, take advantage of that strong energy and use it for good. And use it to help my goals. Okay? Because what would happen if I stopped? What would happen? What would it benefit anything? She moved on. She moved on. Okay? My coach will move on. My friends will move on. They will go to work. They will continue their goals. I will be the one that suffers. I will be the one dealing with everything. I will have to deal with the repercussions of me giving up on myself. And you guys have to realize that if you're going through something, if you are going through pain and dark times and you allow yourself to fold, you have to deal with those repercussions. You have to accept those repercussions. Now it's easy to think, not care at the moment. But trust me, take that pain and use it as for energy. I went to the gym and I cried during my workouts. And I know people saw me. I just was so tunnel vision. I didn't give a fuck. I did not give a fuck. Okay, I'm sorry to curse like this. I don't care right now. I want you guys to understand that I did not care at that moment. It was just me. I was going through this. Nobody knew what I was feeling at that moment. Okay, I needed to continue my goals and do what I needed to do. And yes, and it was fresh. It just happened. I went straight to the gym because if I did not go straight to the gym, I would have missed my friend's competition. And if I missed my friend's competition, I wouldn't have been there for him. And me and him started this goal together, and we were going to end it together. I was going to be there for my brother in arms because he would be there for me no matter what. I did not have to be there. He would have understood. But because I knew what he went through, I had to be by his side. I went to the gym right after, crying all the way to the gym. And I do not, I normally do not cry as much. I'm an emotional person. I do not cry. And I cried like a little baby all the way there. I squealed. You know that cry when you squeal, you can't control it. As a man, because you know a man, I don't got a deep voice, but I got some kind of bass in my voice. And you squeal because it hurts. That pain is in your heart. It's high. Your diaphragm is low. That pain, when it's in your heart, it's a high-pitched voice. And it hurts. It hurt bad. I could not control it. I hyperventilated. I walked into that gym with red eyes and tears running down my face. Okay? And I sat down. I worked out the hardest workout I've ever had in my life. I put the Stairmaster on 15. If you guys ever been on the Stairmaster, you know how fucking crazy that is. I put that shit on 15 and I did 45 minutes. Okay? I went home, I showered, I went and supported my friend, and I was there, and I did not tell him what happened because he did not need to know. He needed to soak in that he just accomplished one of the biggest goals of his fucking life that took him a year to accomplish. And I did not take that away from him. Now after it was done, I did what I needed to do. But during his time was his time. Okay. And there's friends where you need to, the friends that are so close. Like I have a friend that he comforted me, even though, you know, he was tired and wanted to go home. He stayed with me because he knew I wasn't gonna go home. So he stayed with me. And sometimes friends just do that for each other. You don't have to do that all the time. You don't have to do that 90% of the time. But there's some times where you just really need to be there for your friends. And you just get that feeling. I've done it for him when I barely knew him. I think I knew him like a month. And I remember staying with him somewhere in a parking lot till like 6 in the morning. Because I just felt like he needed me that night. And he knew I needed him that night. And it came back and it helped me. And I just want you to know, guys, like, sometimes it does not go your way. And life really knows how to kick you when you're down, you know. And you could go through some tough times and some emotional times. And you can either fold and sit and let everything come crashing down. And it's not going to affect nobody. It's only going to affect you. Or you could stand up, use that strong energy to help you. Okay? Use that energy and deal with it right away. Don't avoid it. Deal with it right away. And I used it. And I'm still using it. Hey, I'm going to be my best that day on stage. Win or fucking lose, I don't give a fuck. If I get last place, not one person in that audience will say that I didn't work my hardest. I promise you, people will feel my energy from the audience. Feel it. I promise. I don't have words for it. People will feel me because how hard I worked and how much energy. And even if they don't, I'm gonna feel it. And that's what matters. I'm gonna feel it. And I'm gonna enjoy myself because I put in my all. Even when life kicked me down. And I've been through a lot, baby. I've been through a lot. There's been days I didn't eat. I didn't have a penny to my name. Bank account was negative. I couldn't pay my coach. No money for food. I barely hit close to my calories. I ate egg whites and oatmeal all day. It's been rough. Been a rough 11 months. Been hard. And I'm here. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. in 16 days. It's crazy. I started mid-February. February 15th or 20th, I forgot. And now I'm competing December 15th. 11 months. I worked on a goal. Listen, it's not only 11 months. It's been 10 years in the making. Okay? It's just 11 months where I focused on it like this. And in 16 days, I will show it. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can. Everything I can in my power in the next 16 days. I don't care if it smoke's coming out my ass, because I'm working so damn hard. Okay? I know people are feeling it. And it's going to be something special. And I hope it could be something special. Everybody can find something special for them. I hope everybody can find some goal. Even if it's lose 5 pounds. Even if it's eat better. Or do this. Or do that. It does not matter what it is. But that feeling of accomplishing a goal. It does not matter what that goal is. How big or how small that goal is. That feeling of accomplishing a goal. Even when you did not feel like it. Because it will come 100%. You will not feel like it at times. And you still did it. It feels amazing. And it's worth it. Every time you don't feel like it, just remember why you are doing it. And I used to hear people saying that, and I'm like, fuck you, that it does not work. Just remember, think about your goal. Think about your goal. That's why it's so important to make it. Think about it. This is what I want. And go after that shit. All right? I love everybody. We're going to make your movement, because I'm making my movement right now, loud and proud, baby. 16 days out, I'm going to keep making these podcasts. And you're going to hear from me in the next few days, okay? I love you all. Make your movement. Get with it or get lost. Peace.